This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I am fully aware of what kind of disaster this season was. Aaron Rodgers going to Pittsburgh, winning 10 games, and making the playoffs is not a part of that disaster. Like, I know we were all debating this 9 months ago about bringing Rodgers back versus not bringing Rodgers back. And while I didn't like the bedside manner of Aaron Glenn in his approach, I cannot look at what happened last night, and that was an insane game that was drunk as hell. I cannot look at the result of last night and the result of Aaron Rodgers and say, see, if they would have kept him, everything would have been different. I got news for you. If they would have kept him, you're right, everything would have been different. And it actually would have been worse. Because they wouldn't have won a lot of games. They would not have traded Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams. And they would have ended up with, sure, more victories. But how many more victories? And where would the future be?
Yeah, but it would have felt so much different than it felt at the end of this year. These last five games for the Jets have been abysmal.
Yes.
It is almost as if, you remember 2 years ago when we were watching the Giants? They were all beat up. Dabes was trying to figure out, you know, who's playing? This is a guy off the practice squad. We just picked this dude up off the street. And it was non-professional football.
Yes.
I remember coming in and saying, this is not a professional football team. This is a team that maybe could win at the highest levels of college football. That's what the Jets defensively, at least, really offensively as well, because Brady Cook has been nothing but inept and inefficient. I mean, what was he right before halftime? It was 1 of 6 for 2 yards.
Dude, he was as inaccurate as you'll ever
see. It was unbelievable.
He's not an NFL quarterback.
Exactly. And it's not professional football.
Right.
And so when you watch games like that, you obviously are saying the talent's not there. But you can't help, and it's not Aaron Glenn's fault, but say, man, this guy just can't coach. It's not his fault, but you say he just can't coach.
Well, hold on. If that's how you feel about him, then I assume you're one of the many voices who are going to come on the radio today and say that Woody Johnson should fire him, and he should be one and done.
I don't,
because I know a lot of Jet fans feel that way.
I don't trust the one and done decision, unless, as we talked about last week, there is the ready-made answer.
Right.
Up Jared Mayo, up in New England. The ready-made answer after he was one and done. You bring in Mike Vrabel, you have nothing. The Jets can't do that. If they fired Aaron Glenn, what are they doing?
Well, that is...
It's not a desirable job. I mean, we'll talk about this later. The Giants have a really desirable job for whoever is going to be the next head coach.
Yeah.
The Jets do not. So I can't advocate firing because it makes the situation worse.
Well, it's a part of why I've been deathly afraid of it. Like, here's what's so complicated as a Jet fan, because I've had many discussions over the last 24 hours with a variety of Jet fans on the state of this franchise, and it's a bad state. I mean, you laid out some of the numbers, the point differential over these 5 weeks, the inability to force an interception, the non-competitive nature of the team, the fact that it looked like the roster quit yesterday. Like, trust me, I get all of it. I sat there and watched every second of it, and it's disgusting.
Right.
But I am deathly afraid of taking a head coach after 1 year and getting rid of him. I am. And I understand that you can give me countless examples of, and you just brought it up, what happened in New England or what happened in Denver. But I don't think there is that ready-made answer sitting there. And while I'm not telling you no one would take the job, because obviously it's an NFL head coaching job.
There's somebody will want it.
But are you really going to get the brightest and the best?
Right, well, somebody will want $4 million.
A year.
Can you give me a 5-year, $40 million or $20 million deal? Sure, I'll take that.
But
will it be successful? That's the thing you don't. this roster's not good enough for whoever is the coach next year to say, we're going to win 11 games and get to the postseason.
Right.
Right. It's just unrealistic. Who's the quarterback? Who's your star defensive back? Right. Who is your other wide receiver?
No, they're bereft of talent.
They don't. Are you signing Breece Hall? Like all of these things, there's so many questions around this team.
I would rather make the bet, and this is the gamble I make as a sports fan. I would rather make the bet that this was a bad first year and he's going to figure it out than the bet of one and done. And let's try another rookie head coach and see if they can figure it out.
Unless it's a veteran, because it seems like there's a couple of veterans that are going to be free.
Well, look, if you're telling me today that Mike Tomlin, after the Steelers get annihilated next week against the Houston Texans, is going to be available and want the jet job, of course. I'm not arguing that. Or John Harbaugh gets jettisoned today. Would I not? Of course. I just think that right now the Jets, they are the worst franchise in sports. I've said this before. That is not hyperbole. Mm-hmm. That's not me saying feel bad for me. I'm a Jet fan. No, they are the worst franchise in sports. And I root for the Brooklyn Nets. I know about bad franchises.
Right. So, but you were saying that the Aaron Rodgers situation would have made it better?
Would have made it worse? Here's the thing.
What would it have been?
Here's what it would have been.
Because the defense, well, I don't know.
No, the defense sucked, Teague.
Right.
Before they ever traded.
Even with trading.
Look at the first 3 weeks of the season.
Right.
And I get Rodgers played in one of those, which in this alternate history, someone else was quarterbacking the Steelers. The defense was atrocious. Look, in the alternate universe where
gave up 30-plus points at every single game.
In the alternate universe where my man Joe B gets his way and Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback and a lot of Jet fans get their way and Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. How many wins do they have? Probably 5 or 6. Do they trade Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams? No way. You think they're telling the 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers, we're going to break this team apart? No way. And so at least today, as we sit here on January 5th, Black Monday, the end of the football season, and thank God it's over, it drove me nuts, there is that little bit of hope. The number 2 overall pick. All the draft picks that they acquired in making those trades.
And by the way, now you don't have to trade.
Right.
You don't have to get rid of all those draft picks. Now, it kind of sucks because you're going to sit there and take whichever quarterback the Raiders don't take.
Assuming there is one worthy of taking.
Or assuming that there is at least 2 coming out.
Right, but think about the alternate universe that I think some Jet fans or some in the media wanted to make LOL Jets last night, because that's who we are. Everything's a joke at the Jets. Oh, look at Aaron Rodgers. Boy, Aaron Glenn's an idiot. Really? In the alternate universe where Aaron Rodgers is the starting quarterback, that's what ends up happening, what I just described. You win 5 or 6 games, sure, it's more entertaining. Sure, me and Spence go to a few more Jet games thinking we got a shot.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we win nothing, we have a worse draft pick, and we don't even add the draft capital that they added before the trade deadline in dealing Sauce and Quinnen. So, trust me, it is a short list of positives that Aaron Glenn provided the Jets in year one, but one of the negatives to me is not jettisoning Aaron Rodgers. It's not. It's not as if everything would have played out so much better.
No, I don't. I think you're ultimately right, because when you look at where the Steelers are, because that's who you started with, they beat the Baltimore Ravens only because of some ineptitude by the Baltimore Ravens. They just were ineffective and inefficient.
I hate rookies, Tiki.
And I hate rookies.
Especially
kickers. You got a rookie kicker. You got to trust him in a clutch, critical moment, and he misses. Lamar Jackson's over there celebrating, throwing his hands up like he's going to the playoffs, and next thing you know, he's pouting and saying his, you know, great seasons to everybody else. The Ravens kind of gave the game away. Why not let Lamar Jackson just go be Lamar Jackson and try to score? Don't settle just for the field goal.
Dude,
with a rookie kicker.
Taking the kneel before the kick was abysmal. Yeah.
It's so stupid. Yep. And so if whatever happens with the Steelers, they're going to finish this season, and Aaron Rodgers is going to be retired. Make a decision, they're going to be starting over. And so if the Jets had kept Aaron Rodgers, you were going to face the same decision.
Well, and also
same situation.
But it also wasn't going to be finishing with 10 wins. Like, they have Mike Tomlin and a much better roster. Mm-hmm. It's not as if the quarterback play was going to be the difference between the Jets finishing this season with 3 wins and 10 wins.
Yeah.
You want to tell me it was the difference between 3 wins and 6 wins? Fine. But think about the purgatory the Jets would have been in if they made the decision to keep Aaron Rodgers. Because keep this in mind. Yes, it would have been better, and yes, it would have been more entertaining from a wins and loss standpoint. If you have a 42-year-old future Hall of Fame quarterback on your roster, what are your expectations? They're to win.
Yeah, to win.
They're not to.
And by the way, he wants to win.
Of course. They're not to, well, we were better. We won 5 games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Like, trust me, Aaron Glenn has done a lot of bad in year one. The decision to jettison Aaron Rodgers isn't one of them. Now, the problem I ran into, and I ran into it Friday we were on the air, and it became even worse on Sunday watching that disgrace against the Buffalo Bills. And it was a disgrace. It was embarrassing, the amount of missed tackles, the lack of effort. How about the delay of game on offense early in this game? I mean, they played like a stupid football team.
Right.
And when you play like a stupid football team...
That's coaching.
It's coaching. So... I don't have a long list of good things Aaron Glenn did. He had an abysmal first year, and statistically, and you laid out a few of those things, it warrants, based on performance, one and done.
Yeah.
But I just don't think it's best for the health of this organization, especially when in the middle of the year, they traded their two best defensive players.
Right, but they were bad anyways. I mean, they were giving up 31 or 2 points a game over the first 4 or 5 weeks of the
season.
I know,
but we're judging the last 5 weeks with a big lens. Keep in mind, think about what happened to the roster, and I'll use your words against you. Not against you, because you agree with me, but you were adamant against Sean and Lugie back then about trading Saquon and what it would do to the locker room.
Right.
Well, ask yourself, what did it do to the locker room when they traded Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner? It couldn't have been good, early results.
Yeah, you just realize that guys who get paid doesn't mean anything, because those guys were paid. Right? They signed second contracts. In fact, Sauce did it right before the season.
Right.
They committed to him long term and then said, all right, you're not worth it. See you later. And so that it disincentivizes you to be dialed in to your team, because you don't know what that means for you. Right. If they did that to a guy that they loved and paid, what the hell are they going to do to me?
No, I got you.
And so it creates this psyche that's hard to play through in a lot of ways. Like, you almost feel like it's over for me as well, even if it's not. And you don't know where you stand. I think that's one of the hardest things that a coach has to do, is put guys in positions to understand where they stand exactly. What do I need to do? Who am I to you? What's my future? And if you can't answer that, then guys are starting to look for, what's my other option?
Right.
It's just a natural thing to do. That's in any profession, in any walk of life. If you don't have certainty, You have no desire to be great at what you're doing.
And you know what this roster knew? This roster knew the same thing I know and every single person watching these games knew. They're not going to be here next year.
Mm-hmm.
80% of this roster is going to look different.
Right.
Whether it's using the cap space that they have, which they better use smartly, whether it's using all the draft capital they have, this is going to be a completely different roster. And there's one other thing that I do want to address because it pisses me off. And I know a lot of fan bases in this town could understand this. For a long time, anything the Knicks did would be mocked. It's LOL Knicks. Anything the Mets did would be mocked. It's LOL Mets. I've heard Sean and UT talk about the discussion around the Giants has almost felt LOL-like.
Right.
No matter what they do,
right,
they're wrong. There's a lot of noise going on at the end of this football season. And you can mark my words about this. If Woody Johnson has a change of heart and fires Aaron Glenn after 1 year, the same national and local media that say Glenn's got to be fired would destroy this owner for being so
short-sighted, quick-triggered.
Yes!
I was looking for a word.
I got you. Petulant or something like
right,
that.
Whatever it is.
To fire a guy after 1 year when in the midst of the 1 year, they traded their two best defensive players. If they fired Aaron Glenn today, as much as many Jet fans would celebrate it, you can mark my words, the same people calling the Jets dysfunctional would double down. Well, they're dysfunctional. I mean, this team was rebuilding. They were tanking and they got rid of the coach after 1 year. So I don't want to hear that.
Who
I don't
cares,
want to hear
though?
The holier-than-thou talk about, the Jets are... here's why it matters, Sean, because that's what I'm hearing right now about Woody Johnson. He's dysfunctional. He's dysfunctional because
yeah.
He's actually going to let the coach and GM he hired try to do their job for more than 365 days. Is that really dysfunctional?
Only to fire him 8 games into the season next year? How about forget what dysfunction looks like? Do what's right for the best interest in the future of this team.
Yeah, the only way that makes sense is if there is a viable next guy. And who is that? Certainty. I think Robert Kraft had certainty
yes.
that Mike Vrabel would say absolutely yes.
You nailed it. If you're telling me there's a guy, and name the guy you want. You want it to be Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh, the same guys we're dreaming right. about with the Giants. If there is a veteran adult who is going to gladly come in here and say, I want the Jet job, then it's a completely different discussion. But
right.
you know as well as I do that that's not the case.
You don't think Mike McCarthy's taking this job if he's offered it tomorrow?
I don't know.
What happened the last time? Because wasn't he in the running?
Yes. That's why I bring him up.
And so what happened?
Did he
say no or
no.
did the Jets say no?
He interviewed for the job and it was never offered to him. It's as simple as that.
So the question is now, does he hold a grudge because of that?
I doubt it
because he doesn't seem like that kind of vindictive man. But you never know.
I also think he's going to have better opportunities.
Yeah.
I think, look, sometimes the easiest thing to do, and I apologize, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make a Nets analogy, but it works so perfectly. It was so easy for you, Tiki, and everyone else around here to say, you have to blow up the KD Kyrie experiment. And you got what you wanted. And then what happened?
Mm-hmm.
You had no plan for what happens next.
By the way, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Well, I didn't mind the KD Kyrie experience.
Thank you. But the great Colin Powell, and his words can certainly be used with the news in the world going on lately, had this comment about Iraq. If you break it, you own it. Okay? Well, you want to break it by saying get rid of the coach. Now own it. How are you replacing him?
It's a good thing there's a lot of oil underground.
Similar to Iraq, by the way. It all comes full circle. So what's the plan next?
Yeah.
You get your blood because the Jets had a historically bad season. Then what? I'm telling you what the then what is.
Yeah.
You're going to hire another first-time head coach.
Right, but the challenge is you then go into next season. If you don't move on, you don't make significant change, then you go into next season, and it's based on hope. It's not based on anything tangible. It's not based on, well, I saw this in year one, save for the special teams. They were amazing.
Chris Banjo, salute.
Chris Banjo, exactly.
Maybe Banjo should be the head coach.
Respect Banjo. But you can't go into next season and have any kind of certainty that anything. So you don't, the defense isn't going to be, in your mind, very good. The offense, do you even have a quarterback? And if you draft one of these kids in the first round with the second pick, whether it's Mendoza or whether it's Dante Moore, they're rookies, right? You're not going to have any certainty
rookies
there.
Rookies suck.
You're not going to know if your head coach can actually get it done.
Right.
Because he hasn't done it. So next year is all about hope.
Well, that's a great question, because when we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the New York Jets, Aaron Glenn, because he was asked a very pointed question yesterday, which is, why should Jet fans believe in you? Be curious to hear what he had to say. Plus, we'll get to your calls at 888-808-1019. Joe B coming up at noon. The debut of Cinco de Luncho coming up around lunchtime. Let's say 12:30. Sean will unveil his controversial list, whatever that is, coming up at 12:30. And plenty of Giants talk as well. Evan and Tiki here on the Fan. Earlier start time, but it's us. It's just, you know, Tiki Barber, Evan Roberts, hanging out with you, doing our thing on a Black Monday. A Monday where, mercifully, the New York Jets season is over. The New York Giants season is over. We don't have to speculate about tanking and where draft picks will be. And we have some breaking news, which will cause us to no longer speculate about the Giant GM job.
Yeah, the Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. This, according to Ryan Dunleavy and Jordan Ronan, Joe Shane is officially being retained by the Giants as the general manager. Giants 4-13 this season, 22-55-1 with Joe Shane as the general manager of the Giants, but he is back. Again, this Fan Focus brought to you by Chef IQ.
That's a good thing, by the way.
It's a good thing?
I know people are upset about this, but it's a good thing.
Why is it a good thing?
Because you need some level of continuity with with all the changes that are about to start happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if a year from now or I don't know, even 8 months from now, it's a different conversation because of who they hire as the head coach, that's fine. But you have to present that there is stability here. So when you come in as the, I don't know, prospective head coach, it's not like everybody's packing up their bags
right
and leaving the building.
Right.
That's when it gets really ugly and it doesn't present a united front from an organizational standpoint. Head coaches need to see stability. And you can sell that with Joe Shane. You can sell it with his last two draft classes. You can sell it with the fact that the O-line has gotten better and that you have your quarterback, presumably, of the future. He's still got growth. You got some pieces to build upon. Tyrone Tracy had another 1,000-yard all-purpose season, which was fantastic, and really only the third person Giant in history to do it twice in their first 2 years.
And that doesn't include you.
It doesn't include. I didn't do jack until 4 years in.
No,
it's Saquon Barkley and Odell Beckham Jr. And so he joined a pretty exclusive company. So, I mean, that's not. And then Cam Scataboo and then Brian Burns and Abdul Carter. Like, there are some pieces here that are interesting, but you have to have some sort of solid base to go forward with. And I think Joe Shane is part of that.
Now, before we get to your phone calls at 888-808-1019, yesterday after the Jets' embarrassing loss, Aaron Glenn was asked a lot of questions. He also died on the sword and took a lot of blame for this failed season. But Brian Costello loaded up with a very innocent but fair question, which is, why should Jet fans believe in you? Why should they have confidence that you're the guy to turn it around? Here was Aaron Glenn's answer.
It got to be trust. It got to be faith. It does. And the thing is, like I said before, I've been here, done that. And I just know myself. Hopefully the fans know that. And I understand this season was not the way that everybody wanted to go. And I get that. But, again, just don't let go of the rope. And just trust me. And I know it's hard to say. Just trust me and have faith in what we're doing.
Listen,
that's what I just said.
Yeah,
hope and faith, man.
That is not a strategy. I mean, I guess it is if you're running for president.
Hope and faith.
But that's what, when someone on social media with an egg picture says, hey, I'm reporting to you that, you know, the Yankees are about to acquire so-and-so, and you say, who are your sources? The joke answer is, trust me, bro. That's just trust me, bro. That answer by Coach Glenn was a trust me, bro answer.
Right.
He couldn't point to anything other than I've done it before. Well, no, you haven't done it before. You've been a coordinator before.
Right.
You've never done this before.
Yeah.
You're not a head coach that turns a franchise
been a
around.
You're part of an organization that has done this before, but you haven't been responsible for that. You've been a part of it, but not the one in charge of it. And that's a different responsibility when you're in charge. I mean, faith is great. But that's also believing in something that you can't see.
Right.
And have no evidence of, but you trust it because someone says it.
And that's what he told us. Like and this is tough for me because I'm the same guy who's saying, look, I don't want to fire the guy after 1 year, but I also want to call it like it is. When he was asked why we should believe in him, his answer, if I'm going to paraphrase it, is trust me, bro. That was his answer.
Right.
Just trust me, bro. I got this. We'll figure it out. And let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019, the number. Let us kick it off with Eric in Rivervale. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Dickie, what's going on, boys?
All's good, Eric.
It's going to take some getting used to the new spot, but but happy to hear you guys here in the new spot, and wishing you all the best.
Appreciate you. Thanks for hopping
on. The Jets. Absolutely, guys. The Jets, man, I completely agree with where you're at. I mean, like, I understand all the reasons to fire Glenn.
Yeah.
But I don't like any of the alternatives, and so let's move on from there. What is the solution? And obviously, the Jets' biggest question mark is quarterback. And I am all over the place with what they are going to do, should do, what Muji's going to do. I mean, Muji has the opportunity to literally redefine this organization for the better part of the next decade.
Right.
And, you know, is the question, you know, the question is, what do we do at quarterback? There's a lot of different avenues. I hear all the talk on Malik Willis, or is it Mac Jones as far as a bridge quarterback? I hate that idea. Is it Dante Moore? Does he come out? I think that that's probably the way I would want to go as a fan, just because I don't want another season of rebuilding. Like, Glenn's not going anywhere. So now the question is, the biggest hole for the Jets is quarterback.
Oh, no doubt.
And obviously a defense that's absolutely abysmal, but, you know, that's you know, something he'll have to address. But the quarterback is the big question. So as a Jets fan, I was really curious. I mean, what do you want? I mean, obviously, Burrow's another one. I don't know if he's retiring.
I'll tell you what I want. I'll tell you what I want. And I want to give credit to two people who didn't even talk to each other about this, but they said something at the exact same time, and I decided to put it together into a sandwich. Greg Giannotti, who does mornings. Good to see him. I haven't seen him in like 5 months. And Tiki Barber, who now works with me at 10 a.m.
Yes.
Tiki Barber was going on about what Tom Brady and the Raiders could do. This dream Raider coaching staff. And I'm like, wow, this is really interesting. Simultaneously, I'm listening to our guys in the morning, and Gio's like, hey, do you think there's any way Tom Brady calls Peyton Manning and says, hey, Peyton, I got these big plans.
Do they like each other?
Yeah, they're like friendly rivals.
Yeah,
I think they're friendly rivals.
Okay.
They're like frenemies. And says, hey, can you convince Arch to come out? Like, this is going to be a perfect spot for him. And so I'm hearing Gio say that, and I'm hearing you talk about the dream coaching staff, and I'm like, yes! Can you get Arch to come out, get drafted by the Raiders, and then we take our chances with the big geek, Fernando Mendoza? Hmm. That would be what I would want.
That would work for you.
Yeah.
I mean, but it would be awesome for the Raiders.
It would
I
be.
Mean, they might have to get a reality television show around that. I'm serious. Tom Brady, both the Mannings will be over there involved in some way. I'm talking about Peyton and Eli. Arch is there. You got Dave's there. You got Raheem Morris, all these recently fired head coaches, and a controversial now head coach in Brian Flores. Only controversial because he's suing the league still.
Yeah,
and it's the Raiders in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
What the hell could go wrong?
Nothing.
That actually sounds awesome.
And it would lead to us getting the guy that my naive eyes tells me is the guy with the best chance to be a star in this league.
Yeah.
But if that doesn't happen, and it's not, my gut feeling is to let this process play out, but I would like a quarterback in the first two rounds that I can at least evaluate.
First two rounds?
Yeah, well, one of them in the first two rounds. Like, my point is, I'm learning from you. I learned from you, Dad. The New York Giants last year kind of perfected it, right? You drafted the best available player at three in Abdul Carter, who, by the way, finished the season incredibly strong.
Right, finished second on the team in sacks.
And then you got your rookie quarterback later in the first round. Well, unlike the Giants, I don't have to trade up. I'm picking 16. So the idea would be...
That's the Colts, right?
That would be the Indy pick, yes. The Sauce Gardner trade is that maybe I can eat my cake and have it too. As the idiom says.
No. Have my cake and eat it, too.
I thought I said it right.
You said it the other way.
Ah.
How are you going to eat the cake before you have it, bro?
That's true. All right, the cake and the eating, and I'm fat.
You know? But you're already thrown off. We got news about a half an hour ago. Trinidad Chambliss doing a waiver to go back to Ole Miss for one more year.
Oh. That's a disappointment. I was impressed by that kid.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure if he would have been.
It makes sense because he only started one season at Ole Miss.
Yeah, no, I get you. And also, because we're so impressed and we're saying on the radio, oh boy, he could be a first or second round pick, doesn't mean after evaluations that would actually happen.
That's a good point.
Especially because of his lack of experience.
Right.
But I think to answer his question in a long-winded way, we got to see who declares. Like, is Dante Moore going into the draft? We don't even know that yet.
Right. I mean, I would guess that if Oregon doesn't win and they still have this really good core of players, why not go back and try it again?
Because you will probably get picked number two in the NFL draft, and there's no guarantee that'll happen a year from now.
So it's almost certain it won't happen.
Certain it's not going to happen, I think the easy answer would be because your draft stock is better today than it'll probably be next year.
Right, and you make more money when you get drafted higher.
Yeah. Correct.
Does have that Nike NIL money, though.
But that's
true. I forgot Oregon and Nike are tied.
But keep this in mind, and this is where I think everyone's missing out. That's temporary money. That's for a year.
I agree.
Eventually, the goal is to be in the NFL. And if your best chance at being picked high comes now, why risk that? You could also get hurt. You could have a bad year. Like, there's a lot of negatives that come along with it, which is why, as I sit here today, just a prediction using logic, I would assume he comes out.
Yeah.
I'd assume it, but we'll see.
And there's also another potential veteran option we found out just a little while ago. Russell Wilson apparently tore his hamstring before the Dallas game and played those two games through that.
What is that?
Yeah, Russell Wilson has met the media, clean out the locker day, and he grade two tore his hamstring the Friday before the Dallas game, and that kind of led to why he was benched after the Chief game.
That's interesting. What does that have to do?
That's what Russell Wilson is telling the world today.
Why is that relevant now?
Because he's trying to get his stock up this offseason.
Oh, so that's why you brought him up in comparison to the Jets?
Well, because he's going
to
be a veteran. He's going to be a veteran quarterback available if you don't draft one.
Yeah,
and he's already painting the picture of what went wrong.
No, I was hurt last year, and you know, that's the reason why. Even though I lost the job in camp, but Dave's gave it to me anyway.
Yeah, thank you for that, Sean. But I'll pass on that one. Let's go to Scott in East Brunswick. What's up, Scott?
What's up, fellas? Welcome back to the time slot for both of you.
Thank you, brother.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you, man. What's up?
Guys, I'm going to go with three real quick points about the Jets. Evan, I'm with you on everything. I'm also going to bring up something you brought up without Kiki last week. First, guys, you have to keep Aaron Glenn. It's 15 years since Evan and Joe were coming back from Pittsburgh with nothing. I say it every time I call, guys. And Kiki, I agree with you. Hope isn't a strategy. I hear it. I agree. But there's been no hope for 15 years.
Right.
This was not a quick rebuild. This was rot from the highest levels at ownership. This wasn't a one-time deal. Let's be realistic. Aaron Glenn had a horrible year. Special teams improved. I'm going to take that because it's been a long time. But can I tell you something? Same thing his mentor, Bill Parcells, faced in 1983. They could have got rid of him for Howard Schnellenberger. But you said it, guys. Who's going to take this job? No one wanted this job last year, and now you don't have Aaron, you don't have Sauce, and they traded their guys. Point two, Evan, you're totally right. And Tiki, I disagree with you on this.
Go ahead.
They had to get Aaron Rodgers, get rid of him. What would they have won? Six games this year, all about Aaron Rodgers? The culture, the rot, the clown show that we've saw? I wouldn't want that.
Yeah, it was a distraction. Three. I didn't necessarily disagree with Evan on that. I just felt like you knew you didn't have a quarterback this year. So, and you were going to have to move on from whoever the quarterback was, and you knew this after 3 weeks. That might as well have been Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, here's why. Looking at what ended up happening, which I think we have now all in favor of, when the season began, did any of us think the New York Jets would blow it up midseason? Did any of us think that?
No, but I think I did believe that the Justin Fields experiment was not going to work.
Agree with you. And it didn't work. To me, it was worth the gamble, but that's neither here nor there. Did you ever see a scenario where they were going to trade Sauce and Quinnen and get back nearly the package they got back?
No, not even.
The answer is no, right?
No,
even Sean, you're very...
They literally signed him before the season started.
I get it.
With Sauce, yeah. I mean. Not Quinnen. But Sauce, they just signed him.
I agree. I was stunned by it. Would you agree, as negative as you may have been about the Jets' success this year, did you ever think of a scenario where they were going to take those two players and trade them away?
No, and never in a million years would I have pictured Sauce getting that kind of package back.
Right. Well, that's even besides the point. It turned out to be a very, very extensive package. If Aaron Rodgers was here, even if the results were the same, I don't know if they ever would have done that. I don't know if that happens. And
right. So the positioning that you now sit at with five first-round picks in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Is moving on from Aaron Rodgers.
Well, here's what it does.
Because it ultimately led, it was the first domino to fall that led to, all right, we're not tanking, but let's call it that. We're tanking the season. We're going to get rid of our best defensive players and let them go play. By the way, Quinn has been fantastic in Dallas.
Right.
Saul's not so much in Indianapolis.
Doesn't play, got hurt.
Got hurt, but doesn't matter. I mean, it got you back a return that lets you repopulate with some really high draft picks.
Well, and also, think about it this way, and this is really where it hit me. So over the weekend, even before they got blown out by Buffalo, I started pondering, is this the worst season in Jet history? Is this the saddest place I've ever been as a Jet fan? Because I even think last week I made that comment, like, this is the most hopeless place I've been as a Jet fan. I wanted to give that more thought. And the answer is no, because of the draft capital that they have.
Right.
Like, despite having no confidence in Aaron Glenn, despite having no confidence in the owner, despite all of that, despite the roster being barren, they've got 4 picks in the first 43. They've got as much cap room as any team in the NFL. Now, I'm not going to preach you pixie dust and, flowers and rainbows.
You're on your own with that one.
I don't know that idiom.
That this season's going to be amazing next year, but at least I go into the offseason with hope, right?
Yeah.
And not just because Aaron Glenn told me, but because I have those draft picks in cap space. If they didn't make the decision about Rodgers, they don't have that.
True. And so, but you also now are stuck in a spot where you also kind of don't have faith in the head coach.
I don't have faith in the head coach. Right. I honestly don't. Like, the only reason I'm even saying here that I bring him back is just because I think that getting rid of a coach after 1 year and leaving yourself even more dysfunctional than it is now is a worse place than the bad spot they're in right now at head coach, if that makes any sense. Let's go out to Avi in Los Angeles. What's up, Avi?
Hey, fellas.
What's up, man?
Look, first, a quick congratulations comment with a different take on it, I hope. And then I need your help with an L.A. New York thing, okay?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, here we go. So, first of all, congratulations. You know, I'm blessed to be a working artist, so I know that, you know, the numbers don't lie, et cetera, et cetera. So here's a really positive opportunity and spin for you guys. First of all, you guys went right to it. Like, you went right to the sports today with no shtick. Big up to you guys. I mean, that's what's so excellent about you. So at 10 a.m., guys, New Yorkers sports highs, you know, are they're still gleefully feeling their sports highs, and you know,
lows.
We're lamenting our sports demise.
Right.
So it's fresher. It's you can hit unbroached subjects, and you know you're just gonna do your thing, man. You know.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you, Avi.
Well, we appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
I very much enjoyed getting up at 6 a.m., hitting no traffic, hanging out, and knowing my day's over at 2 o'clock.
Hey, Evan, one thing I know about you, man,
yes.
You know, you're a competitor, bro, so that's no thing to you. You're going to do your thing. Look, guys, I've been in L.A. for 20 years, okay? I got New York Inc. all over my body, Sports Inc., all right? My handle, I got a sizable social media following. I'm blessed to have that.
Nice.
My handle's a giant 1156 because I'm true to this. Anyway, I've been in L.A. 20
now
years.
I
take a lot of burn.
Yeah.
Let's face it. L.A. has been kicking our rear ends in total championships in the big three sports
yep.
since 1970, the advent of the modern sports era. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. So here's my pushback. All right. I've been challenged. I'm wanting to identify. All right. L.A. versus New York, three iconic championship moments, plays, and game performance.
Wow. So first of all, let me give you credit, Avi. I have been known to have a quick hook, and somehow you were able to finagle it
yeah.
to where I didn't hook you for like 2 minutes. So I don't know what the strategy was, but it somehow worked.
That's great. It's good for him because he's been blocked on my end. So.
Oh, come on. That's not nice.
Can't be giving out your Twitter handle. You're done. See you
oh,
later.
Oh, Twitter? Up. I can't. I mean, I don't look on Twitter.
Have you checked his Twitter handle?
I tried to find him on Instagram. It's not there. So.
Absolutely not.
Oh, come on. Do it. You got to do it.
I found it. And you know what his first five tweets are about?
What?
How much he loves listening to Sean Morash on Talking Giants.
Good for him, man. Thank you. Appreciate your listenership. Not following you. That was ridiculous
wow.
what you did.
Wow. Rip because of the Twitter handle?
Evan, you got to understand. This is an important time. This is the first hour of our show in this time slot. You got to set some ground rules. We love the listeners. The listeners, we want to love us. You can't just be calling
you know,
in and getting your Twitter handle.
You know whose fault
handles.
That is?
Whose?
Yours.
Because I let him on?
Who answered the phone?
Your Tiki, 100% right. And that is why now he has a nice red blemish on his mark. See you later.
See, one of the changes with us doing these new hours is that Tommy got promoted.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing, or not promoted, he got demoted, but don't tell him that. And he's doing After Hours, which debuted this morning. I had no idea.
Oh,
I thought, yes.
Oh, I would have called.
As it turns out, as he told me on Friday, he had no idea either.
Oh, okay. Well, Tommy's an interesting guy. Because,
wait, so hold on. If he does After Hours, so that means his first show is...
Okay. So
first show of the week is Sunday night,
so
or
he,
is it Monday yeah. night?
He just had a little confused translation. He thought it was Monday night. Instead, he was listed on the schedule for this morning, and he said in the end he prefers that because then he gets his Friday nights off the fist pump.
So he doesn't do Friday nights?
No, according to him.
Because that's technically yeah. Saturday morning.
Yeah, so
according,
now
according to him.
He'll do Sunday night, Monday morning, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. Then he could go to
oh,
every
dude,
club he wants.
He hits the rave on Friday night.
Not bad.
Exactly.
Yeah, Tommy.
So he did this morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. And so since he isn't here, Sean's picked up responsibilities such as pressing buttons. So anytime there's, you know, space between commercials, that's on Sean. Anytime something is misplayed, that's on Sean. And the other thing that's on Sean is call screening. So you can't bitch about a caller that you don't like when you screen the caller.
Dude, you new sheriff in town. You're right. And there's going to be some tight, tight windows that these guys are going to have to throw through to get through
wow.
the air now.
Do you remember his question? Because he asked us a question.
it was about L.A. and New York.
Oh, L.A. versus New York iconic moments. I'll do you a favor, Avi.
Iconic championship moments.
Championship moments? I'll do him a favor. I think that's a really interesting topic for, let's say, when the Knicks play the Lakers.
Yeah.
Which they actually do in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So when the Knicks play the Lakers, it's on a Sunday night.
What about the Dodgers?
What about the Dodgers are not playing baseball right now.
Yeah, Yankees beat Yankees losing to the Dodgers. The Reggie Jackson 3-home run game. Rangers, Kings, 5 overtimes. Lakers sweeping the Nets.
Sean,
look at him. He's doing it.
We're
good
not
job,
doing it.
Man.
Why are you doing it?
I said, now he's getting rid of it because he's never calling back.
Yeah,
so you guys,
that's it. We're not
going
back.
You got it done.
Avi's dead to us, so I'm at least giving him his run now.
I was writing it down for that Monday after Knicks-Lakers where we could have some fun with New York versus L.A. You just, spilled the beans.
You know why? Because you know what's going to happen that Monday? You're going to ask me to pull Avi's call, and we're going to revisit it, and I'm not doing that either.
That's the other thing. Sean feels he has a lot of work of pulling stuff, but I got good news for him. So on Friday's program, January 2nd, it was our last in the afternoons, we made predictions for 2026. And I knew that this was going to be challenging for Sean to pull because it's a year from now when we check in on the results. So I spent my Friday night pulling the audio myself. It's all done. You got nothing to worry about.
Great. Thanks. So,
it's a great Friday night you had.
Well,
it's awesome,
yeah.
Dude.
He really celebrated that last day in the afternoon. So.
My wife had the flu. My kids fell asleep. It was just...
All right, what else are you going to do?
Yeah. I ended up getting addicted. I ended up getting addicted to YouTube, and I started watching a comedy series on YouTube.
It's YouTube-based?
Yeah. So it's this guy, these two friends.
By the way, you can find us on YouTube right now.
Is that true?
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Sean?
How about that?
Is that true?
Aren't we on YouTube?
I'm going to go to my YouTube page right now.
I should have checked before I promoted
channel. I see it now. I see it on YouTube. Evan and Tiki.
There it is.
Yes.
Evan and Tiki on YouTube. You can see our faces if you'd like instead of just listening to our voices.
Yeah, and if you're wondering why we're standing, because G asked me that question too, do you always stand? I got a bad hamstring, so I'm standing because of that. And I think Tiki's just joining me.
Yes.
So you and Russell will.
Because I'm a good partner like that.
That's right.
It would be awkward if I was sitting down and looking up at you.
That's true. I'd feel like a king. So I found this YouTube channel. It's these two guys. I think they're in their mid-late 20s. They're comedians. And they wrote like skits, really focusing on men and women relationships. Ooh. And it's called Mikey and Wyatt. And they have a whole channel where he gets friend zoned and then he wants to sleep with her and then she won't sleep with him. And then they break up and then they're together. It's freaking hilarious. And I realize like each of these videos have like 1 million views.
Wow.
So I'm late to the party.
Wow, you
so
are.
It's called Mikey and Wyatt. And I don't know who these guys are, but you are freaking brilliant. I spent the whole weekend, whenever I was bored, not watching sports with my family sick, just watching your videos. Mikey's awesome. Claire's fantastic. What an actress. Yeah.
What an actress.
They're fantastic. Anyhow, we'll get back to your
Exclusively
calls.
On YouTube.
Exclusively on YouTube. As soon as I send Sean these clips, he's going to get into it. I'm just telling you.
I'm going to get into it?
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay.
You're going to like the girls. You're going to like the comedy. You're going to like everything.
I like other girls on the internet. Mm. They're not on YouTube.
Is there nudity?
No.
Okay,
no.
So Sean won't like it.
Fair point.
Talking to Sean, not Tommy.
Evan, just keep me abreast of the situation.
Jason's in Montgomery. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Jason.
Hey, what's going on, Evan and CT? Congrats on the new time slot.
Thank you, man.
No problem. So I'm very mixed with, obviously how the Jets season ended with Aaron Glenn trying to give us hope going into next year. So I get what you're saying as far as Aaron Glenn. You got to, give him more than 1 year. But I guess here's the one thing I've accepted that you're not going to bring in a veteran coach. Like, Tomlin's probably not going to want to come here. Harbaugh's not going to come here. Here's my one caveat. I think this is more realistic, but what are your guys' thoughts? Would you, if Aaron Glenn was fired, would you like the idea of possibly bringing in Cliff Kingsbury and Marcus Mariota, like a double package, and say, let's go?
I just don't love Marcus, man. And Cliff, the shine is off, unfortunately.
You know what I've
and
learned about
not
Cliff?
It's not his fault.
You know I've learned about Cliff, and tell me if I'm speaking out of turn on this. Between what happened in college, what happened in Arizona, and now Washington, where there is talk that Dan Quinn may not bring him back.
Yeah.
That is on the table.
No, I think he's going to get fired.
Okay. So he may get fired.
Right.
It feels like Cliff Kingsbury wears out his welcome very quickly.
Well,
that's the feeling. Like he's successful, and then it goes away real quick.
Well, I think he's great at what he does, but then you have to evolve. So it's one thing to be great, but you keep doing the same thing over and over again, it just becomes stale, and it doesn't. People catch up. Defenses can now I don't know be ahead of you as opposed to chasing what you're trying to do. He's got two rookies of the year on his resume:
right.
Kyler Murray in Arizona, as you mentioned, and obviously Jaden Daniels a year ago. And Jaden Daniels got hurt, so that's the caveat you throw in here. But it was off before Jaden Daniels got hurt earlier in this season. So there's a good chance that he's not available or he's not employed by the Commanders anymore. But do you want him to be your head coach? The answer is no.
No.
You don't.
No.
Right, because if you fail as head coach and then you fail after 2 years as a coordinator, are you really that good at what you're doing? Right? And maybe if you are, you need that year of reflection. You know what I mean? We always talk about it with the Adam Gases of the world, that maybe you should have taken a year off. He probably needs to recalibrate himself before he gets right back into coaching again.
We'll get back to your calls coming up, 888-808-1019, plus more on Joe Shane's return, which has now become official.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.